Welcome back, everyone, to hour two of our first day of Celebrate Your Body's Infinite Wisdom, Tellington Tea Touch for You online. And here is Linda.
So what I would like to do is just have some of you share a little bit of what you got from that. And then I'm going to go to an overview that we normally start with, but I just wanted to jump right in. So if you
wave, you can do two things. You can wave your hand and I will be scrolling around and I'll look, or you can go on the side and there is a way to raise your hand, or you can put it in the chat. So I'll keep looking around and I'll put the names in order and then we'll call on you. So waving the hands always work well. Okay. Hi, Lynn.
Hello. You know, I was surprised by a place that there was a lot of light in my heart, as I've really been struggling over the last few years with, I guess for lack of a better word, dealing with a broken heart. And it wasn't physical, but it was, you know, energetic. And I was really delighted with how much healing has happen there. So I really appreciated looking at both, you know, what to celebrate and also then the other areas that's so easy to go to first, you know, the darker part. And so that was really a beautiful thing for me to really get that and see that. So that's it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And what I want us to all remember, that when we remember that we are all connected through this divine spark in the nucleus of every cell, that as we experience like that beginning of the healing of the heart, that goes out to all. It's to all of us. We're all connected. And when we remember that, as we experience these issues in the human body, and we find ways of acknowledging the beauty that we are and healing those hurts, we affect everything. It's, oh, it's so powerful. Thank you so much. Just one second. So let's just, you can either raise your hand or.
Wendy, and I was really surprised when you talked about parts to be grateful for, because I found I was grateful for the leg that I often think of in my mind as struggling with lymphedema. So I was appreciative of how what a good job it does and how I can still walk and how I'm glad.
Beautiful. Thank you. And it's a little hard to share at first, often I find. But I see Mary Lou, there you are.
Wait, did Mary Lou raise her hand? Let me get to the second.
Yes, she did. And Sandy, can I just give you something? Somebody's trying, can't get on.
Mary Lou, I can't seem to unmute you. Wait.
I was able to unmute myself. And I too, thank you for those who've shared. And I felt too that I was able to celebrate the area over my breast. I've overcome breast cancer, and so was really grateful for that. and yet, and looked at the area that, you know, my body didn't have that much light, and it was in the heart area, and that's, yeah, I'm going through some sadness, separation, and possible divorce. So thank you. And I haven't been doing my heart hugs as I should.
Good. So it reminds us of this amazing journey we're on. Sandy, there, somebody is trying to get...
Sandy, if you want... Yeah, there we go. You know, so if nobody does, I'll share.
Please.
So it was interesting. I didn't realize how much tension I had in my face and around my eyes here and on top of my scalp. And when I put from the distance, the touch, it felt so, there was so much thankfulness in all of me just to come from that distance. It was almost like mothering in a good way, the motherliness of being cradled as a baby. And also I'm lately not seeing well with my eyes, which is kind of a new thing in the last year, but lately in the last week, it's been even stronger, and meaning even a little bit more difficult, like when I'm driving, it's a new thing. So, you know, it's shifting with the age maybe. And so when I then went to touch, didn't realize maybe I'm squinting so much as I was trying to see, and didn't realize how much tension there was there. And there was a feeling of, ugh, and what do I look like in that? So there was some talk that happened in that. And so I was so thankful to, who would have thought first thing in the morning you could have tension on your face? I'm seeing so many people nod their heads. I never in my life thought that. So I was so thankful that you took us through this process, because, you know, this is celebrate your body's infinite wisdom. And what I realized is I didn't know. I wasn't aware of what I wasn't aware of. And so it gave me back something. And then my eyes got softer and I saw a little better. And up here on the scalp, I realized it was down into my brain. So that's my self-image. And that is celebrating my body's infinite wisdom, when sometimes my body doesn't even know. And this gave me that connection of the wisdom and the knowing. Thank you. I'm going to do this every morning.
Wow. Thank you so much. And Sandy, may I give you that number? Because my brain just won't. I love this.
Well, we have done this before, Linda, but I have never felt the sense of compassion for myself.
No.
Looking at myself and being able to actually feel that sense of gratitude and recognizing the beauty that's there.
Wow. And this is this was our vision, our dream, that we could together, because of the power of this being together around the world, that we can shine the light, that we dare to shine the light on ourselves. You know, it's I remember as a child, one of my mother's favorite songs in church was something like, you know, shine your inner light, let your inner light shine. And when we do, when we dare to do that, wow, it's just, it brings light to the world, to your world, and to our world, to the whole world. And look at both Wendy and Frances, how many years we've been doing this together, like since the 90s, no? Early 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet it's this process of being together in this way, being able to see each other in this way, that is so powerful.
It was an amazing experience. Thank you.
Sally, Allison. We'll unmute you in a minute. We'll just take her there. Now we've got to. And those of you who don't know Sally, we've known each other since the 80s also. Through the horses. Onward. Amazing.
I'm grateful that I'm in physically as good shape as I am. Partly with the help of prolotherapy that takes care of the ligament problems. I'm grateful for the times when Ron is as normal as usual. And there's I'm shut out, closed in. With every time something happens and he doesn't remember something that he knew a few days ago, and it's happening more frequently because of the medication he's taking for prostate cancer. So I know I'm trying to mute that feeling, and I think I'm also muting connections to a lot of things. With the mold remediation in our house, I haven't been to the stable in several weeks, so I'm not connected. I'm grateful for this meeting and for the people to keep in touch with, or that keep in touch with me.
As others are speaking, is to just put our hands on our hearts and hold that space of heart. Hold that space of heart.
I'm grateful for the awareness that this talk is bringing. So I can work on expanding. And I think that will be better for both myself and for Ron.
And Sally, are you able to get on our Facebook site to share?
I have not. I probably can.
Well, I just invite you to consider, because you're in such a place alone in the journey so often where you are. And if you can just touch in with us and, you know, keep that connection. We have this closed Facebook, and it's just only for us. And being able to know that we're here with you in this journey, because her husband is experiencing in the stages of Alzheimer's. But the fact that does he still recognize you?
Oh, yes. He's still physically coordinated, able to drive, do things. His short-term memory is very, very short. He may not remember 15 minutes later that he had breakfast.
Maybe after we could talk with you, because Roland, my husband, was he was the director of the Alzheimer's Caregivers Association for 10 years with his father also having Alzheimer's. And there are some things I would really like to share with you. If you would like that.
Very much.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're waiting for the next person who'd like to share. I would like to share what I got. I just got such a feeling of joy for the trees that we were there, and from the nature spirits. And it was such an amazing after just feeling that Rainey was there with me. And and my endurance mare, Bincolita, was came very, very much into this. And what I realized after, as I was writing about it, is that my ears are calling out to me, excuse me, how about doing some tea touch in your ears? Because I am dealing with what Dr. David Fletcher calls rocks in your head. I love that. I mean, he is 84. He is an anti-aging specialist who used to bring his horse to me in New Mexico in the 80s. I have this, have been dealing with vertigo, and it has to do with this calcification, like breaking off the little fine hairs and rolling around. And there's a totally natural thing that you can do, exercise it can do. So if anybody else is having vertigo, I'm happy to share it with you. It's a piece of paper that we have this functional doctor who gave it to me and said, so that's one thing. And the other thing is that I discovered, thanks to that check, oh my gosh, I have an infection in my right ear. And so, it's not like I can't hear. It's interesting. But what my body said after is, let's see, we would really like you to visualize going into that beautiful tubes down here and getting the drawing out, because we had it from another class, and just talking to that. And it's so simple to imagine doing that. I've had acupuncture, two major wonderful acupuncture treatments and laser for it also. And it's, I know it's going to make a difference. So, and also Eleanor, I want you to know that the Vegas tree was right there in front of me, just like all these wonderful connections that we did in our last co-creating heaven. And we'll bring that back in for you, because connecting with that whole Vegas connection, it's going to be big with us. There's so much new information now about the importance of I call it the flora and fauna in our whole gut, and how that is, it controls our life. It's so interesting. I had this big discussion with Dr. Joshua Burka, he is the medical doctor for Beamer, and he's got like seven letters behind his name, and he's just this brilliant guy into this. When I started talking at a dinner in Texas last week and talking about how I connect with the bacteria in my gut, and we did it in the last class, that you see the stuff that isn't so useful for you and you transmute it to the light. You forgive it, forgive ourselves through ho'oponopono, and transmute it to the light. So I want to, before we end today, I want to bring up the ho'oponopono and get us started using this, because it's one of the really important. Yes, it's the half somersault method, and yes, that's it.
Okay. Someone was asking if you would share.
Okay, let me get it. Let me just a second. I'll share it. I can put it up. It's remind me. Well, let me just get it. Just take a second, and you can decide who's going to share next.
I'm vertigo. So, I could get out of bed, but I threw up, and it was last Sunday. And I had never seen the somersault, but heard about it. And I went on YouTube and did it. And it took me like three different times over about an hour, and it was gone. And I was so impressed. I had done the Epley maneuver a couple of years ago, and it didn't work as well.
So is the half somersault similar to the Epley maneuver?
It's easier, but it's similar in that it's to rotate the channels of the ear. And then they don't, I found it easier.
Oh, because I see you're doing it on yourself.
You kneel on the floor and you put your head upside down like you're going to do a somersault, and then you turn, you know, like with the Epley maneuver, you turn and sit and come up and sit. And yeah, and then, and the woman who developed it has a very nice video with a big plastic ear, and it really helps to see the tubes of the ear and how these crystals move. At least I found that very helpful.
Give us the website.
Should I find the link on YouTube and then put it in the chat?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, because we can do something about it. And I love the fact that Doc Fletcher calls it rocks in the head.
Yeah. But this is part of celebrating your body's infinite wisdom, right?
Yes, yes.
We all go through, most of us go the longer we're on this earth, with where we get foggy eyed, or like Linda saying, rocks in the ears, head, something. And right, because it's in the channels. And so that we have these techniques that we can share with each other. I use the heart hug again and again and again with my clients. I use the gliding of the circle and a quarter touches that we can help ourselves when we get toes, you know, where we feel a little something twinkly in our feet and our legs, that we lose a little balance, and how do we get that stability back? And that's what I'm hoping in this class, that we keep sharing these kinds of information. And Linda, thank you for bringing this up, because look at what we're talking about.
Well, and also I want to show you, I'm trying to open this little package. This is from Dr. Sam Byrne. And Dr. Sam Byrne, for eyes, how many, just raise your hand, how many of you have issues with your eyes? it's normal. And that as we age, most people's eyes change. So I have, I can't get this, I'm gonna have to help roll it over there. Now this little thing, so I went to Dr. Sam Byrne, because the eyes are one of the important things. The vertigo, it's such a common thing with vertigo. I had in my class in Michigan, this young woman who was the organizer, just amazing. She's like in her early 50s, and she's an amazing, healthy looking person. And she missed our class one day because the vertigo was so strong. And I'm doing all kinds of stuff for my balance. And one of the things that Dr. Fletcher gave to me, we drove 4 hours in Texas from the Beamer meeting to see him in Tyler, Texas. And he's an anti-aging doctor who's been for 15 years doing stem cells. And I was interested in possibly looking at stem cells just for general health. But he's not doing that now, because he said, as a physician, not the best thing in the United States right now to do, because the best stuff is being done out of the United States over the border. So anyway, those are things I'm looking at, and maybe I can lift this and show you one of the things that we're doing for balance, because Dr. Fletcher gave me a 4-hour physical exam, actually a 4.5, because we also did muscle stuff, which I'm going to be sharing with you. And so what he had me do, and you might just stand up and check yourselves. It's interesting. First of all, but be careful where you lose your balance. Like, you put your ankles together, your feet right together. I couldn't stand at first. I mean, I was so wobbly, I couldn't stand for even a few seconds. And the idea is that you are able to stand with your feet touching, your arms out in front of you, and you focus on a point out in front of you. And the focusing the eyes is really important, because the connection from your, for your whole body, your eyes to your feet, is something apparently shifts as we get a little older. And why not start when we're really young? So anyway, after you get focus on that point and your arms out in front of you, your feet touching, your ankles touching, then you close your eyes. And I couldn't do it for a second. After 10 days of practice, I can now do it for like 70 seconds with my eyes closed. I could keep going. It was easy. But now the other one of the checks he did, please be really careful. You put one foot, like your heel touching the toe of the other foot, right on a line. And I mean, I had to hold on to things. I mean, I'm talking with the eyes open, I couldn't do it. And I used to be able to stand, you know, I did all these exercises with one foot up on the knee, the yoga posture. There's no way. So I couldn't do this either. And I'm now getting to the point, as you put one with the left foot forward and the right foot forward, I can now hold that with my eyes open for a long time. But that, and that's really changed. But with the eyes closed, with one foot, we're talking 4 seconds before I fall over. But with the other one, I got 14 seconds yesterday. So these are things, like, there are many different, like, I think this, the yoga, how many of you do this practice where you have your, put one foot up on above your knee? It's a wonderful pot. I did it for years, and then I quit doing it, and then I couldn't do it again. But this is a really simple, you know, interesting concept that I'm working on. Now for eyes, I'd like to share this little string with you, because this comes from Dr. Sam Byrne. And I'd like to invite you to write his name. It's B-E-R-N-E. And this is the direction, and it's called the Physiological Diplopia, D-I-P-L-Diplopia. No, Diplopia. Sorry. D like David, I, P like Peter, L O, P like Peter, I A. It's testing and training. And it's the normalization of fusion in true space. And it, you know, checks, it gives you practice with different depth perception and so forth. Now, the reason I'm bringing up Dr. Sam Byrne for your ultimate health, he is a ophthalmologist in outside of Santa Fe. And I first went to him, some of you will remember me talking about this like more than 25 years ago. And I just wanted to do the best for my eyes. You know, I've always been on this path. How can I keep my, you know, be my being in the best possible shape? And so he gave me a kaleidoscope, and he said, with color in it. And he said, now tell me, what colors do you prefer? What are your favorite colors? And they were at the time purple and green. And he said, oh, interesting. How do you feel about red and orange? I said, oh, I can't stand them. And he said, well, until you can learn to love them, you can't possibly be grounded. Now, of course, we realize, oh my God, I mean, the red is your grounding. It's your root chakra. And the yellow is your emotional centers. No, that those were not in my range. And so I started practicing 25 years ago. And today, like, I can eat orange and red. And yellow is a favorite color, but now it doesn't go with my hair. So I went to him, and I paid attention all those years. So I went back to him in March just to get an assessment, because my eyes, I was having, like, 4 years ago, I was having night glare, problems with night glare. Didn't like driving at night. And then I got the Beamer, and it started getting better. So I wanted to know, like, what's the deal? I have to, at my age, 82, I have to get checked twice a year here. It's part of the government thing. So what I was finding is that my eyes were improving, and I could read better. So I went to him to get a check. And he gave me this exercise that I just showed you, and I'll post this. And he has these regular online lectures. He is just this amazing holistic guy. And what he said, that I have the lenses of one person in a million my age. So that was kind of good news. And what he also said is that my trifocals that I have is not the smartest thing to do. Way better, and I'm just waiting for my glasses to come in the next few days. So he made me now glasses that are for distance and for the computer and for reading. And I have to tell you what I'm just so excited about, that last week I was able to read a book for the first time since in about three years, because I only could read on, on my iPad where I can change the letters. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, first of all, Eleanor, like one thing's, remember, please, a simple thing we can do is, let's just do it right now, no matter where you're at or what your age is. Very gently, with the lightest possible contact, do circles all around your eyes. Just very gently, and smile. That's serotonin. You want to activate the serotonin. And Valentina, we'll come back to you, okay, with other vertigo stuff. So just with very gently talk to your eyes. Like Eleanor was saying, what you realize from the tension in your body. And let us later, after I'm going to have you do the facial face refresher. I bet a lot of you haven't done that for a long time. I haven't either. So anyway, what happened with my eyes now is that 3 weeks ago, the guy looked at me and he said, this is not Dr. Sam Byrne, this is a local guy I have to go to. He said, you're a phenomenon, because my eyes changed from my left eye 20 over 70 to 20 over 40. And that's why I can read again. And I'm really excited. So I just wanted to bring this in. We're going to be doing face refresher after a little bit before, in this time. And I wanted you to be thinking about some of these possibilities. And the reason that Dr. Sam Byrne said that the trifocals are not the best option is it limits our vision. It's just a very narrow vision that we're having. And when we have glasses for distance, we use the whole eye and there's much more movement. So I'm excited to get those. Valentina, you said you have another exercise for balance.
And okay, I unmuted myself. Did that work?
Yes.
Okay. I also think that's really interesting that we say we mute ourselves and we unmute ourselves. It's like we liberate our need to share by unmuting ourselves. Well, I have something for vertigo, and also I was going to share if you want. The vertigo thing is, if you massage along your sternocleidomastoid muscles, and Linda, maybe you can show people just, where those are.
Where are you? I can't see.
Well, I don't have a picture. If you can use your thumb and your fingers to kind of grab the muscle mass of your sternocleidomastoid muscles, and you can massage them all the way up to the mastoid bone, you'll feel sore spots in them, and they have a lot to do with vertigo. And also, of course, surprise, surprise, the vagus nerve goes right through there. So,
all right. Now, what I would like to invite you to do, because it's been a long time since you first, we've come a long way, baby, with this stuff. Instead of thinking of massaging it, let's connect and communicate with it. And just work, like do teachers just along that area with whatever pressure it takes to find a place that's where you say, where it's uncomfortable. 1 1/4 circle, I can feel it right there on me. And then back off and do way less, 1 1/4, and pause and 1/4 back. And we can talk to that area. Instead of going in with a typical like massage it, we can talk to it and talk to that amazing intelligence. And it's so interesting that what I'm finding as I work with my own body, like I overdid it in exercising, and so I have an elbow, interesting little owie. And when I go in and touch that to the point of, that's too hard, and then back off, wow, it's amazing how I can change that. And this is what we want you to be able to do, to just find those areas that you say, ow, ah, and then, because you have to recognize it, and then start working gently to talk to it. And I'm just going to show you while we're on this. Thank you so much for that, Valentina, because that's so important. And we do need the picture. We need to see that. Roland, could you come and hold this camera so I can, well, I want to show you. How do I show you? Can you see me? I don't see me. If let's see. I'm going to go to speaker view.
We can see you, Linda.
Okay, can you see the floor? You see that ladder?
Yeah.
Roland, can you hold this, Roland, like this? And I'm going to just hold it right there. There, don't move. I have to take the earphones off a minute. Could you see that? Could you see it?
Yes.
So Vanilla says you are so freaking cute.
Agreed.
So the thing is, it's what do you call it? This is one of the exercises. It's an agility ladder that Roland, that we got from our functional doctor. All kinds of, you know, we get plant-based diet suggestions and things like that. Just to help our agility. And so we had this laid out in our living room, and to go to the up and down stairs, I go through it every time, and it's really fun, and you can make all kinds of different possibilities. It's really helpful for that balance. So any experience from this feedback that we did did you find any areas on your up here on the neck? I didn't do this side where there's, holy mackerel, where I have an infection that was so bad when Doc put his little gun in my ear. He tried three times. He couldn't even go near it. It was so inflamed. It's better now after two acupuncture and two laser treatments.
What level were you touching it at?
Here to me.
What level? Oh, you scared my dog. Okay.
Oh.
Is it like a 1, 2, or 3?
No, 4.
4. Oh.
One, 2, that's fine. So it must be way better. So 3 is fine. I have to. Oh, it's already 1 1/4. Wow. So it really, and during our guided journeying, boy, my really wanted me to work on that. So Janelle, to everyone, me too, Sandy, the ladder is a chat. The ladder is, I can't see where. Glad the group, da da da.
Well, Sandy is saying as a kid, she used to do that type of thing all the time. Going up and down the sidewalk and the side of the road. And this is a great, it was a game she did wherever she went. Other people are asking, what is the approximate spacing on the ladder? So that
whatever you want, make it for you. It slides. The yellow dividers slide up and down the line.
Oh, good.
it comes, you know, about this, but I, like, I'll do two steps and I change it out a lot. When I first started doing it, I used to do this kind of thing all the time when I was doing the five Tibetans, like, every day. And I haven't done them for years. And it's time that we started, you know, picking up on some of this. I know for me, and I'm really having fun with it. So next time I'm going to have something new for you that I got from Doc that's coming in the next couple of days that activates our growth hormones naturally. You can take something for it. You can take a medication or you can do it naturally. So I'm going to be going for the fun part of the natural part. So.
Wow, Sandy, that's a lot of great information, Linda.
Yeah, I want us to do, Sandy, I have so appreciated your, as we have been doing this process over the last year, the journey that you've been taking into your body. And I would really love to hear from you what this was for you this time.
I am so glad to share this because, as usual, and as everyone else has been sharing, it's really quite amazing. One of the things that's been a theme with everybody that's sharing that I also experience is this renewed or expanded sense of appreciation for places that, like for me, one place was my knee that I just hadn't been checking in that much with, like I do with other areas of my body. And the messages that were coming through, you know, were connected with an appreciation of this as my vehicle. It's like the perfect vehicle. Let me see if I can easily find it because deep appreciation for this vehicle to be of service for my purpose here on earth. And that, it was like, I know that, but it was taking me into another range of that experience. And to be of service for my purpose here on earth, for all the messages, all the quirks, all the issues, all the problems, all the challenges that point me back to what do I actually desire? The contrast seems to collide, but will always inform you into your deeper depths and desires and awaken your desire to be of service for humankind, for kindness and compassion, restoring beauty and pleasure inside of you and all around, letting go of the details. There was a lot about letting go, about just like, even like in my knees, it was like, things that have been stored that I would never have guessed would be stored in my knees. And it was so much about letting go to be able to move forward. Like if you read Louise Hayes, your knees are about being able to move, bend forward, move forward into your life. And I was like, all of these things about letting that go and letting that go and letting, you know, all of these details. And I could feel it expanding away from me. And what happened was that it was like a bath in appreciation, like the bath from coming up through my cells and out. And it, to me, is such an example of the stuff we cover ourselves over with. It's like that song that you were saying, Let Your Light Shine, that you sang with your mom in church. And it's like all the details of ways that we cover ourselves over so that we don't always let all of ourselves come forward and shine and express ourselves because of whatever the fears are. And yeah.
It takes real courage to share, I find. Boy, have I gone through that. And what I'd like to do now, we're at the end of another hour, I'd like to take us our 10-minute break. And we'll be back. And need a break. Thank you all. Heart hugs to all.